Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning,
good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whatever time zone you happen to be in. I wish you a happy and wonderful day. It's 11:11 right now. I'm looking at the clock here on the East Coast. And you'd think Mercury was still in retrograde because I could not get into my Blog Talk Radio studio this morning. And I'm having trouble getting on Facebook Live also. So I've been working on that for, half an hour trying to get in. And that's why I am a few minutes late getting on. And my Facebook is telling me I can't get on live through, it won't let me sign in on Chrome. And it says I can't go live through Safari. So I am still working on that. My Facebook peeps, I hope that you jump over here to the Blog Talk Radio studio, and I'm going to just post that over here on Facebook now to make sure that people can find me. And I don't know why I'm losing my voice. This actually started yesterday, maybe the day before, actually. And it could be an allergy thing because things are starting to bloom here finally. Yay. It's we had actually a really I had a small froggy today. We had a really good winter here in my part of New England, and it was really mild. But now spring has sprung, and it seems like I'm having a bit of a little allergy issue this morning. Actually, like I said, it's been going on for a couple of days, so I apologize for that. I'm just letting my Facebook peeps know I'm having trouble getting on live. Okay. All right. So, our topic today is one that I've really become to understand the last couple of months, particularly how important are the lost art of our tribal connection and the gifts that the tribal connection brings to us are. We've come into a time in our, not just our country, because I have listeners all around the world, we've come to a time in society where, families don't live together anymore, and oftentimes families will be far apart, and it's rare that families live together in multi-generations. And so that's part of what I want to talk about today, but it's also even further back than that. It's the tribal traditions of our people, of our clans. I say clan and people, and I want you to know that that doesn't mean that you have to belong to, say, a Native American clan or people. What it means is, and sorry, I'm still trying to find a live, and I cannot get it. I might not be able to do Facebook Live today, guys. I am sorry about that, but I cannot seem to get in there today. I'm distracted here. All right, so I'll have to do a Facebook Live another day when I can get in, because I can't get in no matter how which way I try. Tried on the phone. I have tried on the computer, and I can't get in. Sorry, guys. So I'm just going to put the guest call-in number on Facebook so people can call in if they would like to call into the show. That way, at least they can hear the show and join, even if I can't do the Facebook Live, because, guys, I usually do it simultaneously. So So I'm just going to say, listen to the show. All right, so the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. And, okay. All right, that's it for my Facebook peeps. Sorry, guys. So, it's just you and I today, Blog Talk. I'm glad that you are here. And now that I can know that for sure I can't get on Facebook, I can completely focus on you guys and really get into the conversation here. So, I like this, I like the idea of it being a conversation rather than, well, it is, I am teaching. Okay, so I teach everywhere I go. I can't help it. And it's in me. It's in one of my spiritual points. And we have 12 chakras. We have 7 physical chakras. And then we have 5 soul, I call them soul chakras. And, different people call them different things. But each one of those 5 soul chakras do have a different name and a different purpose. And I have a teacher in one of my soul points. So I can't help it. I teach everywhere I go. And, you guys know if you've listened to me before on the show, I always just sort of like teach for the first half an hour, sometimes even 40 minutes. I can't help it. I just love to teach. And then, I'll take a caller or two towards the end of the show. And I do see that there are callers on the line already. So thank you guys for calling in and hanging out. And I will try to get to as many calls as I can. But I have this thing that once I get on the call with somebody, I really like to give them a lot of value. And it limits how many callers I usually get to. But hang in there. Okay, guys. All right. So the lost art of tribal connection and gift. And why I want to talk about this today is within the last 6 months, I've had this really cool experience of meeting this woman who was a Hollywood actress who actually was on the original Friends cast on the TV series Friends. And her name is Jane Sibbett. And Jane, 4 years ago, had this remarkable experience where her hands started dancing and doing mudras. And mudras are in some ancient traditions that different hand finger positions mean something. Like we've all done the peace sign, right? That's a mudra. And so when you do different positions with the fingers and the hands, it means different things. And she says that, it just happened all of a sudden. But her friends say that they started noticing these mudras or these hand symbols happening about 10 years before she sort of knew it. And I am going to have her on the show, hopefully, soon. She's traveling right now. She was just in Rhode Island. She was in New York, then in Rhode Island. And she's getting ready to travel to Peru, and she's going to Burning Man, and she's got all these big trips this year coming up. So she's super, super busy traveling. But I do hope to get her on the show at some point in between her traveling. But working with Jane, I worked with her one-on-one individually, and I also attended her group events. So she has 2 different kind of groups. She has what is like a free dance where she dances and there's music, and you have to go on her website, Jane's Dancing Hands, and watch some of the videos. It's really amazing, and it's really powerful stuff. And the first time I went, when we were in the group, my grandmother came to me, and I lost my grandmother in 2001, and we were really, really super close my whole entire life. She meant everything to me, and a situation happened a year and a half before she passed away with her daughter, and it got really kind of sticky. And my aunt took my grandmother away. My grandmother had ended up in the hospital. And then, anyway, make a long story short, I didn't get to see or speak to my grandmother the last year and a half of her life. And up until 2 weeks before she passed away. And I'm so blessed to have been able to find her and be able to talk to her at least before she passed away. When my aunt moved her, she didn't change any of the information, so it was really hard to find her. I even paid a private investigator. And my aunt also had a block on the telephone, so my grandmother could not call out. And so if you didn't have the phone number, you couldn't speak with her. Anyway, my grandmother gave me a sense, both my grandparents, they really gave me a sense of tribe and our family, a sense of tribe. Every Sunday, we went to my grandparents' house for Sunday dinner. Every holiday, we went to both sets of grandparents' houses where all the siblings and all the cousins would gather. And we had a big sense of connection. And we were at our grandparents' houses a lot, both sets of grandparents. And we had that sense of connection. And we have really lost that in society, not just here in the United States, but in a lot of countries, and where, you know, kids grow up, they move away, parents often live alone without any children around them, or even their grandchildren. And, you know, sometimes if you're lucky, you'll have one kid close by, right? But it used to be that there would be generations living in one household. Multi-generations, and everybody helped out, and everybody contributed. And was it difficult? Of course it is, because you have all these personalities, right? And you have to work together. And I don't want to say that we've lost that, but in a sense, you know, we have lost the essence of that. But we're starting to see sort of a resurgence of it coming back out of necessity, because it's so cost of living is so high, particularly here in the U.S., where kids are staying with their parents for much longer periods of time, or they're coming back after college and living at home. And so, like for myself as an example, when my daughter finished college, she came back home. And I love having her home. Now, she graduated from college, 3 or 4 years ago now. And, you know, when she came back home, she thought she'd be home for one sort of work season, because even though she works year-round, the business that she's in, the public part of it is seasonal. And she thought after the first public season and they went into their winter mode, she would be looking for a different job and then moving on. And she stayed with she's actually worked for the company she's with since she was 12 years old. So it's kind of hard to break those ties. And these people are part of her tribe, right? They've become her family. And so she's come home to roost with mom, but, you know, she's very independent. She doesn't rely on me, really, but she loves having me around. And it's really kind of interesting, because we're actually looking for a house to buy, and we have been for 4 months now. The real estate market in my area is super competitive, and the inventory is super low. When we went back and forth about it, you know, do we get separate places? Do we, look for something together? Because the lease on the place that I rent is up. And it was sold, and the landlord is not as good as my last landlord. And so we decided to move. So, in the process of looking for a house, it's become clear that we want different things. And, you know, it's really an art of negotiating what each of us wants and what each of us will sort of has to have, kind of thing. But in the process, we're having a really hard time finding a house. So if you know me and you know my area and you are thinking about selling your house, contact me, please. Has to have a garage and preferably 3 bedrooms or 2 bedrooms and an office space. Anyway, you never know, right? My sister-in-law bought a house at a yard sale, believe it or not. She went to a yard sale and she bought the house at the yard sale. Anyway, the house was not for sale. When she been funny enough, and they started talking, and then the woman sold the house to her. Okay, so let's go back to tribal traditions and working with Jane. So Jane, over the 4 years, her gifts have developed, and she speaks when she dances. She speaks tribal ancient languages and also future languages. And it's so amazing to watch her. She's a phenomenal healer. When I went in to see her on Friday for a private, racked in pain. And when I came out, I still had pain in my body, but then when I woke up Saturday, the pain was completely gone. She really is a true healer. And in her dancing and within the mudras and with her verbalizing, that's how the healing happens. One of the things as a psychic that I'm so blessed to have the gift of seeing, I can see some of the things that are happening that other people can't see. So when she was dancing, I could see glyphs, you know, like ancient glyphs, like hieroglyphs that you see written in ancient cultures. And I could see geometric shapes, and I could see, you know, energy moving, and I could see water around our feet, and all these really amazing, brilliant things that is pretty phenomenal to be able to see. And I also saw and understood that in her dancing and through her music, that it's not only healing us one at a time, those of us who attend her circles or in her space, but it's also healing to the earth and the crystals and the crystal beings of the earth. And that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. I clearly understood yesterday. Now, I've worked with her several times over the last 6 months. And it's interesting because one of the things that she's been working on is my voice. And I've been losing my voice the last 3 days. But it's gaining, you know, get my voice to become strong and clear and to deliver messages and be a teacher, which I am, but to do it in a big way, a bigger way than I am now. So I really find it kind of funny that my voice has been going in and out, right? So it's like it's getting attuned to a new vibration. And we are all vibration. And it's kind of cool where in another study that I studied with Dr. Bruce Perkowski, who's a phenomenal homeopathic doctor who is not taking new clients, by the way. But I've been studying with Dr. B for probably about 6 or 7 years now, and we use essential oils as our homeopathic medicine as treatment with clients. I am not a medical doctor, but I do create special custom blends of really super high quality essential oils for symptomatic things, but also for soul change. So one of the things that we have been working on with Dr. B the last 6 months is actually recognizing geometric shapes within the essential oils. So I found it absolutely fascinating when I started seeing geometric shapes in everything. When I was walking the dog, I saw that the asphalt on the road was geometric shapes. There were geometric shapes in the asphalt. And it's the structure that makes up everything, right? Even when we look at breakdown of the tiniest molecules, they have a geometric structure. And I could see when Jane was dancing, these geometric shapes coming out of her hands and these glyphs and everything. And it was really, really super cool. And I immediately knew that the work with Dr. B, learning about the shapes and the oils, connected to Jane's work as well. And it's also the language that she speaks, and it's a combination of many languages together, and it's really, really phenomenal to hear and to watch and to see her do this whole dancing when she dances for you. And anyway, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. I'm back in the dance. but one of the things I understood was that the dance and with the mudras and with the voice is so powerful. And we really have lost that. You know, when we look at Native Americans and we look at when they have their powwows, their sacred powwows. If you've never been to one, get to one, wherever you are, whatever country you're in. You know, if there's Celtic, get to it. If there's even Irish step dancing, you know, any kind of cultural dance, get to it and really just close your eyes for a minute and feel what's going on. So as Jane dances, the earth heals. And I understood immediately that when tribal peoples dance, they danced for the earth, right? And then they danced for all the elements. They danced for the heavens. They danced for the creator. And it was an homage, really. And it when we give gratitude and we give, then it creates more space. And it expands, right? And we get more. And I had a friend recently say, you can't outgive God. And I thought, oh, that is the coolest thing. I really like that. You can't outgive God. And so one of the other things about tribal traditions that we see in younger people, right, where they're trying to find their tribe, because, again, families tend to be more spread out and they don't have this, you know, really close-knit tribal sort of thing like I did when we were growing up. You see these kids get into these groups or gangs, right? They get tattoos and they punk rock their hair. They do steampunk or, you know, whatever kind of the popular thing is going right now. And even like athletics, that's a tribe. And some tribes, you know, really, really make a strong foundation, and then other tribes don't make a strong foundation. And Carolyn Mace talks about one time when she saw this group of kids that, you know, were tattooed, pierced all over and everything, and she decided to talk to them and find out why they were doing that to their bodies. And it was because they were looking for their tribe. And not only that, it was the initiation of doing the piercings and doing the tattoos and being initiated into the tribe, because we've lost initiation also. And that's part of being in a tribe and our tribal connection. And, you know, growing up, so I grew up Catholic, and even the Catholic rituals are initiation, right? So there's baptism, then there's first communion when you're about between 6 and 7 years old, typically. And then there's confirmation when you're about 14 or 15 or 16. And this is all it's tribal connection. It's you're coming into the tribe, right? So it doesn't matter whether it's religious or, you know, if you're in a kid that in a group with piercings and tattoos, that's tribal, right? And it's all about initiation. And we've lost that gift of initiation, you know, because church is sort of not, you know, is gone down. We have a lot of people, and we have more people that are leaning towards spirituality and not so much towards organized religion, which, you know, I'm not saying is good or bad. It's totally a preference. But one of the things that we lose with losing those traditions are initiation and tribal connection. And so people look for it in other ways. I don't know why, but my guides are telling me to pick a card right now. So I am going to pick a card from the Wisdom of the Oracle, which is Colette Baron Reed's deck. We call it WOTO, Oracle School, for short. And they're telling me that I need to pick a card to share with you guys about what we're talking about here. My guides can be really funny sometimes. So, interesting. The card is Go the Distance in Protection. And, oh my God, so this is so funny. You can't make this stuff up. I'm going to read this to you because it's really actually so appropriate. And so, you just can't make it up. Anyway. The message is, do you feel as if you have been wandering in the desert for ages and ages and nothing is happening? So this so relates to the tribe, right? The lost art of connection in the tribe, because when we are wandering in the desert, right, there's no one around us, there's no water, there's no sustenance, then what happens? You have to go into survival. And when we're in survival, we can't thrive. So what this card is calling everyone to do right now is to let go of what is not important and listen to the call of your soul, because your soul never leads you astray. Your ego can lead you astray every single time, but your soul will keep you right on track. But it's an art of learning how to listen to your soul, right? So I love Go the Distance in, we call it protection at Oracle School, because it's protecting you, right, in a sense. It's helping you. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing when cards show up in protection. But it's reminding you that, you know, we don't have to be alone. We don't have to be in this barren desert. What is important to you? Maybe, you know, this is the time in your life when you're thinking about moving. You know, or you're thinking about moving closer to your family, to your parents, to your grandchildren, whatever. And so this may be speaking to you in that sense. Or maybe it's a family that, you know, is not blood that you want to be closer with. Because, you know, tribe is not always blood connected. So, like I said, we say it all the time, you can't make this stuff up when these cards show up. They show up perfectly every single time. All right, so I am going to go to the phone lines. And again, the guest calling number is 516-595-8267. And I think I recognize this number. The first three digits are 856, and the last four digits are 6949. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Lauren or Lori?
Laura.
I've got it wrong on both cases. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to decide where to move, and I just want to know if you're picking up any messages about a state where I should go to.
So it's so interesting because my guides will drop stuff in, right? When I just picked the card, what did they say? If you're thinking about moving, right? Think about what's important, what's most important to you right now. Why are you moving, and what is your goal in moving? They want to know that.
So I want to be able to afford the home and the cost of living, but mm-hmm. I want to be surrounded by nature and water, and mm-hmm. I want to be able to be in an area where I can get a good enough job to support me as I move into my later years. So that's not this state where I'm at right now, and I'm thinking of going down more south.
Right. Okay. So what do you do for work?
Training.
Training. And what sort of, because it computer, digital related or something?
Could be anything.
Okay. I don't know why Tennessee is coming up. But because it's not, most people think Florida or whatever. But they're saying look in Tennessee. I'm not really that familiar with Tennessee as far as like cost of living and things like that goes. They're saying look in Tennessee, and you'll be able to find all that you're looking for there. You'll be able to find the nature. You'll also be able to be close enough to sort of society or civilization where you can be in nature, but at the same time, you'll be able to go and do your training sort of thing. Do you train in segments? So, like, you'll go in and train at a company for so many days and then you're done?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. So, because, you know, it looks like you're not going, like, into work every day kind of thing, where you go in and you go for so many days or weeks or whatever, and then you're in and you're out. And I also see you flying. So do you go to different states now to work to do the training?
I have in the past, but I haven't for a good long while had to do that.
Is that something that you're interested in doing?
I'm open to it.
Okay. Because they're showing me that I feel like there'll be some travel involved where you can work less, but travel to different areas to do the training as well. Are you independent?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like you need to hook up with a company or what kind of, you know, something about your branding. So you either need to rebrand or you need somebody to help you, really get your name out there and focus on whatever type of training you do the best. I feel like I'm all over the place as far as sort of like subjects and what I'm training in. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. So you're supposed to be able to do that.
Okay. But I feel like my guys are saying that like they want you to have a niche, right? So it's okay to have a big portfolio, but there's a particular area or niche that's not being satisfied that I feel like you would do really well to step into. And it, you know, it may even be something on a mindfulness basis, going into companies, teaching mindfulness. You're very empathic. Do you meditate?
Not as much as I should, but I know that I am an empath, so.
Yeah, you're totally, I'm totally picking that up, that you are empathic, and that's why it's important for you to be in nature, be near water, right?
Right.
Because
that's
how we recharge, and so that is really important for you. But I feel like that as you, I feel like that your gifts on the sort of holistic, I'm going to say the holistic scene, expand and you come to new understandings and learn some new things, I feel like that you, what you train could be shifting. And so like meditation, people think that you have to sit down and meditate for an hour. I've had the best meditations at a red light. What, you know, like 30 seconds, right? The thing with meditation is it's better to have a good 3 to 10 minute meditation than it is to have a really crappy meditation that's longer. So I really like guided meditations a lot. And one meditation for me that's been super helpful, because I have a monkey mind that's always going a mile a minute. What am I going to do on my radio show? What am I gonna, what do I do for my business today? You know, plus I'm in the middle of packing up to get ready to move. And, you know, life stuff, like a lot of us do. And, you know, women, we're multitaskers and we always have a billion things to do. But one meditation that has been super helpful for me, and the only meditation I have ever found that my mind actually goes blank, is called Eco Meditation. And Dawson Church is the one that does it. And he's on Hay House Radio. But you can find him, you know, just Google Eco Meditation or Dawson Church, and you can, you know, sign up for his newsletters or whatever if you want. But I would find that meditation and try that meditation, because it's super easy and it actually does create space in your mind. And, you know, it's like when you have a really good deep sleep, but it's a 10-minute meditation.
Okay. And what's his first name? Did you say Dawson?
Dawson, yeah. D-A-W-S-O-N. I'm pretty sure is how you spell it.
I will also try that.
So when I'm looking at other states, right? So I'm scanning the country, looking at other states. I'm looking at Florida, looking at Georgia, looking at Carolinas, Virginia, you know, Louisiana, Texas, you know, all the lower southern states. Tennessee is the one still that lights up.
Huh.
So I mean, you know, do some research, investigation, check it out, see what's down there. And then, you know, you can kind of go from there. One thing I would recommend that you do is, have you ever done your astrocartography?
No.
So astrocartography is a type of astrology that can show you where the best places for you to live are. And it's all different elements. It's if you want success in your career, if you want the best place to live for your love life. And it's all based on your astrological birth chart. And it's really super helpful because, you know, it can show you, say, for example, I forget which, like if you're on your Mars line, you'll never have, it's either Mars or Jupiter, you'll never have like good money success or career. And you can do, I think you can get a free one like on astrocafe.com. But if you Google like astrocartography, you know, there's a lot of free ones up there. But then if you have trouble in interpreting it, you know, then you want to see a professional. Like Maya White is a fabulous astrocartographer. She's a great astrologer. She's got a radio show. I think she's on Mondays, but you can go on her website, mayawhite.com, and check her out. So if you wanted to have a professional, you know, astrocartography session, Maya would be your girl. And she's been on my show before, and she's actually going to be coming on in May sometime. We haven't set a date yet. You know, so try it first for free if you want, and then see if you can. It gives you like the breakdown. Okay, so if you're to the west of this line, it's good for marriage. If you're to the right of that line, it's good for money, et cetera. And then see where, you know, where Tennessee lies on your chart and your lines, you know. But I feel like, again, they keep showing me Tennessee lit up.
You know what? When you say Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
I always thought it would be really nice to work for St. Jude. And
oh.
I'm kind of, and I'm wondering
oh.
if that, yeah.
Interesting. Mm. And that would be a really great place. You know, to bring the mindfulness piece in. So see,
yeah.
check out what they're doing down there, you know, and see what kind of programs they already offer. You know, it might be that you do training for staff. It might be that, you know, that they can bring you in to do things for parents. I don't know, but I feel like it's a more holistic kind of thing that you're being going to be guided to.
You know, I am a Reiki master, and the hospitals.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, and the hospitals are doing more and more of that. In fact, I got my certification through a hospital network here.
So there you go.
Jersey.
I have a very good friend who is the founder and president of One Mission, here in the Boston area. And they actually went to St. Jude. She and her, my friend Ashley and her husband Ari, they went to St. Jude's to do research about how to set up their organization. And Ashley is a Reiki master as well. And one of the things that she provides through One Mission. They do a lot of great things for the kids in the Boston area children's hospitals. Kids, they provide things that the hospitals can't provide, like, you know, they give kids money to decorate their rooms, and they do Taco Tuesdays, and, you know, really try to help the kids their stay there a little bit, you know, a little bit easier. But one of the things that Ashley offers is Reiki training for the parents. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
yeah.
She does Reiki training for the parents, and then, you know, she has a group of Reiki practitioners who she's friends with who volunteer and who go in and you know, teach the parents Reiki so they can help their children while they're in the hospital and beyond. Right.
You know, New York Presby is into Reiki.
Are
more
they?
And more yeah. Because, you know,
yeah.
Dr. Oz, his wife
yeah.
is a Reiki master.
Oh, I did not know
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, cool. So again, I really feel like I've got the chills all over. So this is super important. And when I get the chills, this is a truth coming from, you know, the higher source. That I feel like that is really going to be a fulfilling direction for you, and you're going to help so many people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to look into that, Cynthia.
Yeah, check it out. And, you know, if not St. Jude's, then maybe there's something else there. But I really feel like that it's something more holistic, and, you know, really, really of service, but you're going to have great, you and the people you touch are going to have great, be greatly impacted and have great benefits.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look in that direction, and thank you so much.
You're
this
so welcome.
Really, thank you. God
yeah,
bless.
My pleasure, and let me know, you know, update me when things happen.
I definitely will. I'll let you know.
Yeah. All right, Laura.
Take care.
Thanks so much. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So if we're out of time, guys, just about. We've got 4 minutes left. You know, so interesting, right? So where you find your tribe. And it can be in your work. It can be in your community and neighborhood. Like, I love where I live. I love the street that I live on. I love my neighbors. So that part about moving makes me really sad because it's the best place I've ever lived, even though I've lived in the area that I'm in forever. It's the best neighborhood I've ever lived in with the best neighbors, and I'd love to stay where I'm at, but unfortunately, there's nothing for rent or nothing for sale right in my immediate area that will work for me. But anyway, so find your tribe, whatever it is, and know that tribal connection is so important, so important. And whether it's through finding a painting class, finding an art group, finding a meditation group, whatever, meeting people for coffee and talking about, you know, just life. If you, especially if you don't have a good, strong family connection, you don't have family around you, then find your family and find your tribe, because it's through connection that we make a difference. The world cannot survive as individuals. It takes all of us as a collective to create the things that make our lives easier, to one person couldn't farm and then feed themselves and feed the world. It takes a collective of people. It takes a bunch of people to build cars. It takes a bunch of people to build houses. All that sort of thing. And our tribal connection is so important. So what kind of tribal or ritual things do you do, or have you lost? And if you've lost all your rituals that you grew up with, I'm going to suggest that you find new rituals, or you create a new tribal or ritualistic connections, and find where you really vibe, right? Maybe it's in a group with Reiki practitioners, and you go to a Reiki circle. Find your tribe and connect, and make a difference in your own life and in the world around you. Now, we'll talk more about the tribal dance, and the language that heals the world, right? Because our human language is so limited, whether it's English or French or Spanish or whatever, it's so limited, and it really can't express everything. And it's the language of the heart, the high heart, not the language of the high heart that connects all that is. Encompasses all languages, universal language including, and the light language. And we'll talk more about that, and I think we'll probably do that when Jane comes on, and hopefully that will be sooner rather than later. So we are out of time, you guys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I apologize for being a few minutes late with the computer issues. And I appreciate and love you guys all so very much. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and day to tune in with me. You can find my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Sign up for my newsletters. I do not send out a ton of stuff. Usually it's only when I have classes or things going on. And like me on Facebook, connect with me. And I do private sessions and also group things. So I hope to see you guys out there in the universe. Have a great week.